Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. We are going to get going with the show immediately. So just a few little announcements that I make at the beginning of every single show. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. You can call in and ask one question or connect with a loved one on the other side. I just need their first name and their relationship to you, and we will try to connect. Second thing, you can join me live on YouTube and join in the chat, and that is actually what I was doing, guys. I was so caught up in the questions and answers on YouTube that I forgot to, you know, do a few of the things I need to do to get the show started, to actually get it going. I did two clearings on TikTok this morning. One of them was for procrastination, and the other one was for fear of abandonment and I think rejection due to trauma. So if you would like to get those healings, you can go to TikTok, and that is at Psychic Tony on TikTok, and you can listen to those clearings as well as many, many, many other clearings, okay? I will never personally reach out to you on any social media. Never, ever, ever, ever. Okay, so for everybody here, everybody joining me on YouTube, Blog Talk, on any of the podcasts that I am airing on, or the TV stations or streaming stations, thank you for joining me here today. I'm so excited to be here, and I want to thank you for the time that you spend with us. I'm going to get started. The first thing I do at the beginning of the show is I get names, and they could be your name, they could be somebody on the other side's name, it could be somebody that you know, and this is just like a hello from heaven. So the first name I'm getting is, it's actually Miracola. I think I know that. Yeah, I do know that. I think that's a last name, Miracola. And then the next name I'm getting is, these are like last names, Johnson. Maybe Johnson's a first name. I don't know. Johnson. And then the next name I'm getting is Bethany. Bethany. The next name I'm getting is, and then I hear that one line from that one song. Okay, and then the next name I'm getting is Chelsea. Miranda. Scott. Joseph. And this, I don't think this is a name. The thing that I'm going to do is the songs. This might be a song you loved, they loved, or a song that you always listen to together. Also, the song may be an answer to a question that you have been asking or that you need an answer to. And the first song that I'm hearing is, it's gone, but I'm sure it's going to come back because it keeps coming in and out and in and out and in and out. So the first song that we are getting today is Give a Little Bit of Your Love to Me. And then the next song is Halfway There. Living on a Prayer. Yep. Those are probably not even the right words to that, but thank you very much. And then the next song is, they're still singing more of Living on a Prayer to Me, like Jackie was, I think it's Jackie and Johnny and I don't know. We're going to move on, though. We are just moving on from that song. Okay, next we're hearing, I'm hearing that that Italian, Mambo Italiano, a song again. Oh, mama. I can't say the word, but if you know, you know. And then the next song I'm hearing is, again, Rock You Like a Hurricane. I think that has come up a couple of times in the show. I'm not sure, though. I know this one always comes up. I know it always comes up, and it always makes me laugh. To the window, to the wall. And if I have to sing more than that, the song is just not for you. It's not your song. Okay, I'm going to do one more song. Somebody up there is saying two songs. The next song is, I don't know that song. Something with the name Jesse in it. Not Jesse's Girl, though. Okay, and then the last song will be, that song, Give a Little Bit of Your Love to Me. Those are the songs. If they were for you, you probably pretty much know them and you're familiar with them. Okay? Okay. I'm going to be taking callers now. And if you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131 and then push the 1 button and I'll be happy to answer one question or to help you connect with a loved one on the other side. At the same time, I'll be going back and forth into the chat to answer questions for people in the chat. So if you'd like to ask your question in the chat, I'll be happy to answer that question for you. Okay. I want to thank everybody who has liked the show so far on all the social media. When I go back, it always amazes me how many people give me that like. So thank you so much. I'm going to go to 203. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Pat. From Connecticut.
Hey, Pat. How are you today?
It's a tough time. I'm wondering if I can get Chance comfortable again and keep him going till maybe as late as Friday or Saturday. It's time for him. I think he had a real difficult episode yesterday. I feel like it was my fault, but I want to get him more comfortable and buy him ice cream and, you know, things like that. Spend some better time with him.
Okay.
I'm trying to stretch it out till Friday or Saturday.
Okay. So love, this is what I'm hearing. Don't. And I'm going to explain this, and I understand everything you're doing and why you're doing it. And I wish you could feel the goosebumps on the top of my head right now. What I'm picking up, and I could be wrong, is you feel like you didn't do enough and that you want to make it up. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's never enough time. We never have enough time to have last moments. We never have enough time to make up or to let go of the guilt or to think we should have done it better or we did enough for them. And this has nothing. We're Chance. Your everybody, just in case you don't know, Chance is her fur baby. Where Chance is right now, they've been kind of letting you know for a little bit of time that this is coming. They've tried to let you gently know that this is coming, it's the timing. The comfort level is just, there's not a lot you can do. And giving Chance things like ice cream right now might be, even though palate-wise, that will be very good the rest of it might not be very
okay.
Okay. So what they're saying is,
my son is going to come down tomorrow. Can we wait till then?
I feel like it's not going to happen right now, and I get goosebumps on that. I do feel like, however, it is coming sooner than you think. What is today? Today's Monday. Tuesday.
The vet's ready to take me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go, Tony.
No, go ahead.
The vet, was ready to take him today. It's too soon for me. My son will come tomorrow probably and support me. He's from in another state, which is really kind. Any other day this week. I am feeling like I need to do it this week. Do you agree with that?
I would agree, and I do feel like I know how hard this is because I had to do it twice with both of my babies, and anybody who's had a fur baby has probably had to go through this. We know how heart-wrenching and traumatic it is. I feel like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but by Thursday, you're going to know it's not good. So here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
When your son is here and you have that support from your son, do it.
Yeah.
And here's what else they're saying is don't wait till the last minute when your son has to turn around and leave, because you're going to want that little bit of support afterwards, helping to reestablish your home, meaning moving. It's difficult enough to have to do this, but then to go home and I'm going to lose it, you guys, to go home and have to thing from our babies and put them someplace is also equally traumatizing for those of us who have had to do that. So what I'm hearing is make sure that your son is there to help you to do that and put it in, bags or whatever you need to put it in to store it until a time when you are so ready to maybe go through and keep one or two mementos of this. I still have my dog beds, my dog dishes, my dog toys, my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I still have it all just sitting there, not looking at it, not dealing with it yet. That's my level of denial.
I'm going to foster right away. I'm going to foster right away so everything will be ready for the next desperate dog that needs help. And fostering helps me because it can be soon, but I don't need to make a decision on, adopting a dog. So,
I just want to say what I'm hearing, it's up to you what you do. I'm not the boss of you at all. I feel like you might want to give it a minimum of a week to a month before you foster, just so you can process your feelings. And animals really take emotion. So please process and heal a little bit prior to bringing in another baby that's already been through some trauma. That is just what I'm hearing. Whatever you decide to do is best for you. Okay, love?
I get it. I respect that. All right, Tony, thank you.
You are so welcome, love. I hope this was very, very helpful for you. I hope that this brings you some peace. And know that you did everything and don't feel guilty, okay? Please don't feel guilty. You've done everything.
Okay. Love you. Thanks.
Love you, sweetie. And my prayers are with you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. For those of us who have had to put down a pet, that is just, it is devastating. It is so devastating. Okay, I'm going to, Mimi. So we have so many people in the chat today. Thank you so much for being here. Patrick's here, Sal's here, Heather, Frankie. Hey, Frankie. Frankie says you're in their prayers also. Vaughn is saying you're in her prayers. Yeah, that is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. And we never, because they are fur babies, they can't tell us, we feel like we have never, ever done enough for them. Sal is saying, I was searching for influencers for the book. I found a girl who has 140,000 followers. Lucky her. She makes TikTok videos for promotion at very reasonable amounts. Is she the right person? She's the right person to watch and pick up as much as you can from, and she will be helpful. Yeah, she will be helpful. Don't invest a lot is what I'm hearing. Don't invest a lot, but it will be helpful. I hope that's helpful. I really do hope that's helpful. Okay? I truly do. So I'm going to go to 347. 347, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, Linda, calling from New York.
Hey, Linda. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to throw a party, but I'm trying to make money from the party. You feel like it will be successful?
So I want to repeat this back to you just so that I completely understand. You're trying to throw a party, but it's a party that you'll be making, you want to make money from, and you want to know if it will be successful.
Yes. Yes.
Somewhat. You really have to watch the pricing and what you're bringing. It's going to be somewhat successful, but it's not going to give you everything you need. You're going to have to really look at how much everything you're involving is going to cost before you decide the price of the party, and then you're going to have to up it a little bit, and not as many people might be interested. So I feel like it'll be somewhat successful, but I feel like also you need to look at all of the numbers and make it make sense. I hope that makes sense to you, Lon.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I do feel like the way that you would promote it would have to be a little bit different than the way you're planning to promote it, if that
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Now, I will say this. I'm just going to put you on mute for a second, but don't go any place, because I will say this. If you do want to get into a business doing party planning, like on the side, or to start off a party planning business, go to other party planning sites and look at everything that they do and how they do it, and then put your own bougie little self, yours, but look at the way they do it. I do feel like if you started this, I hear that song started at the bottom, now we hear, or now we at the top, something like that. Meaning, you where you start off, you will climb quickly as long as you bring the right elements in for the people that are going to be at the party, okay? And you have to really be very picky about that. Or they're using the word discerning, but very, very, yeah. Make sure you're bringing in all the right elements, excuse me, for everybody at the party, okay? I think that's really important for you and for the guests of the party. And again, just managing out the price of everything you're bringing in compared to the price that you're charging and making sure you're having enough people show up. All righty, I'm going to go to the next question. In the chat, and then 586 will be the next caller. If you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. Okay. The next question is from Amy. You know what, Amy? That's a private question. Okay. A friend got in a trial for, I'm going to try to say this, CAR-T immunotherapy treatment. Curious, will it put his cancer in remission? The treatment isn't the best treatment, is what I'm hearing. Yeah, you know what, Amy, that is probably, there is something that will be a little bit more effective, but that is not quite going to nail it. And I don't mean to say it like that. It'll be helpful. It'll prolong things, but it's not going to be the thing that you are or he is or they are hoping it will be. Okay, so I'm sorry to give you that answer. I really am. Okay, your name and where are you from?
Sherelle, Michigan. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes, I would just like a message from the other side, please, and thank you.
You are welcome. Can we please start off with a specific person on the other side, just a name and a relationship that can give you permission to get any energy?
Lele, my grandmother.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Okay, instantly. See, as soon as I get that, it's like, you guys, it's like getting permission to be like there, and then it pulls them to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. Lele is
That's
here,
fine.
But then there's a young person here also that is, this person passed at a younger age. And it's a female. It's definitely a female, a younger female. Now, remember, this is all lineage. This could have been back in your grandma's day. This could have been during your mom's time. You know, I don't know when this.
I just remember. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying that I remember having a friend. We grew up together, and she died in a car accident, like when we was in kindergarten. So I'm not sure, maybe. And her name is Eunice.
Okay, and it's funny because as soon as I thought, I started to get goosebumps. So I'm going to say that might be her. She might just be stopping in to say hi. I don't know for sure,
okay.
But I did get goosebumps when you said that. It's weird who pops in, right? It's so weird who just will pop in. Okay.
I love your energy, by the way. You have beautiful energy, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's just so calming.
You.
You're welcome. So calming and, yeah, beautiful energy. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Your grandmother wants to start by saying, I don't understand this comment, but you're going to understand it. It's to clipping, C-L-I-P-P-I-N-G. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples. The first thing I think when somebody says clip is hair. Like, you know, you get the clippers and you clip hair. I don't know. These are all examples. These are not exact. This is not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what she. The other thing I'm getting is because back in the day, they would they would, man, they would wait for that Sunday paper and start clipping those coupons. They would be all cutting out the Sunday coupons, clipping. But it could also mean anything from, like, clipping whatever you would clip, nails, lawn, I don't know, but get the clipping. And if you don't know what this means now, you're going to know soon enough, okay? The next thing
clipping.
That he would, and there is a, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to ask you before I say it, I'm going to say it. If you're not already doing something on your own business, side business, your own whatever it is, then I'm going to say there's something coming in and you are going to have such a strong urge to do this, you won't be able to stop yourself. Now, if you have a full-time day job,
I'm not working at the moment. I just had my daughter in January, so I have not been working, but I am willing to start a business and everything like that.
Okay. So two things. Thank you. Two things coming through. The first thing is the business. Do the business. Don't use this.
I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what it might be, or I don't have any ideas at the moment.
Here's what I tell people, and it's always true. The thing that we love the most, the thing that we spend all our time looking at and doing is probably the thing that is supposed to be our business in some way. And whether that is, like, let me tell you something. If you love margaritas, then maybe it's getting, like, a portable bar and going and doing events with margarita.
Well, I believe, like, the thing I love is singing, I would say. I enjoy doing the most is singing.
Okay. And I'm going to say this. That is a tough, unless you go on your own and you already have songs. I'm not saying do it. I'm saying, okay. I know that may not be what you're thinking. Start doing however you do it. It's going to lead to something. However, there is something else coming in, and you're going to know what it is inside of a month.
Wow.
Inside, you're going to know what it is. And I'm going to say you may do different things. Like, you may have the singing here, and then there's this other thing that's a very tangible business that you start. And I feel like whatever it is, you're going to be able to do both of them. Like, you won't be, like, doing both of them.
Wow.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Like,
because what I was thinking about doing, not to cut you off, is Reiki healing. I was thinking about taking a class in Reiki healing and getting a certificate, you know, as far as that, and healing people, because I feel like that's one of my purposes of being on this earth is healing people through my words or empowerment, something like that. So I believe that Reiki for me would kind of be very beneficial, but I do enjoy singing as well.
Okay. I'm going to recommend you can do Reiki
okay.
if you'd like. I'm going to look into the reconnection and reconnective healing. I just feel like, and I'm not going to say everything I feel about Reiki on the air,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people Reiki and they have really good energy, but
right.
I feel like because so many people offer Reiki, you can get it, like, from everybody where you want to be something that, you know, might be a little bit more exclusive. So I would say
mm-hmm.
look at the reconnective healing and see if that does something. If not, go for the Reiki. The other thing is that whatever be very, very powerful and very good for you, I do feel like you are going to do something. Gosh, craziness. Craziness. Thank you, Grandma. Maybe with children's books. So, like, if you take a song, I was going to say children's songs earlier, but I went to say one thing, and children's books was going to fly out of my mouth instead, and I stopped, like, I stopped so I could explain it. But, okay, so
yeah.
if you take a song and you turn it into a children's book, or you take a children's book and you turn it into also a children's song, but there's a double thing there. And make sure that you're doing the audio version of all the books and songs yourself. But children's books,
okay,
along with, but with a very strong, powerful musical empowerment message, something that will, especially as they get a little bit older, they can sing it, but it's very empowering.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay, thank goodness, because, whew, yeah.
No, I get what you said, like very powerful words as they get older, they can use them in their daily lives and things in that matter.
Yeah, and we'll help them to know, like, they can have
who they
this
are.
Life and correct. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to let that be there. And these are the things that I'm getting for you, and this is the direction that you could go in, but you have to start now. Don't keep thinking it through. Do it. Just do it.
What you mean by start now? What you mean start now? Start as far as what you're saying?
Yeah, start now. Like, as soon as my show is done, sit down with pen and paper and start. Start writing, start putting things together, start doing whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. You're very helpful. Thank you so much. You have a great day and a good week.
You too. And when they say start now, they mean both healing business and the singing song, book, whatever, wherever you take that. Okay? And just because you start with children doesn't mean you can't also do adult. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not even going to. Okay, I'm going to let it go at that. Thank you so much for calling in. And forward to next. Okay, love?
Okay, you said I'll let you know the confirmation as soon as everything falls into place. Thank you.
I cannot. You are welcome. You are so, so welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so one of the things I just heard, and I don't know if this is for her or for somebody else listening, but somebody definitely has a very, very naughty novel inside of them that they're supposed to get out and put to paper. So whoever that is, whomever that is, start getting that naughty novel into print. Okay. 630, you're going to be next. If you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. If you'd like to join us on YouTube for the chat, ask questions. I would love to answer your questions. If you do call in and you have a question, please do not forget to hit that one so that your hand raises for me. So Kim says, hi, Tony. We all love our fur babies. Yes, Kim, we do. Elizabeth says, early in the last show, you said the name Gunthery, but seemed unsure. Did you mean Gunther? If so, is there a message? You know what? It's possible that it is. The names come through, and I say them the best that I can, especially if it's not a name I'm extremely familiar with. So, Gunther, do you have a message for Elizabeth? Yes, it's like a marching song that is being started with, a marching song. It's like the Semper Fi song, I think, but it's really old. It's very old. I don't know why that's coming through. And then the next thing is The next thing that I would say is coming through from Gunther is to make sure that you are taking the time you need to make the choices that you make, but make the choice. You know, make sure they're thought out, they're well thought out, but that you're making them. Like, don't keep putting it off is what I'm guessing Gunther is saying. Okay? So, Diana, you'll be the next question, but I'm going to go to 630. 630, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Lisa from the Midwest. How are you?
Excellent, Lisa. How can I help you?
Yeah. So how are you doing, Berthea?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Kind of in a dilemma here. So usually your advice is good. So something kind of bad happened. I've had like in the last 3 years, 4 years, three roof leaks, and I can't take it. This is the third. I'm on the top floor of my condo. So I actually went into the office. I used to have an office at the home, so I went in, and she just isn't real helpful. And I wanted to, like, go over this with her a little bit. And I said, you know, this has happened now the third time in 4 years. I know you won't get a new roof. She goes, yeah, we're not going to get a new roof. If your area is leaking, then, you know, it just has to be fixed. And, you know, that's it. She's like, you know, if the roof's 15 years old, you might have another 5 or 10 years. I can't live here much longer. I just can't do this anymore. Like, I would have to go through this maybe every 1 or 2 years where you have the roof repaired and then they have to redo the ceiling, like, you know, where they paint it. I mean, how can I do this? Take down everything to have the ceilings done every year or two and always worry about these leaks? I mean, it's happening to me, not to other people. It happened to my neighbor before, but now it's happening to me in my unit. So anyway, so she said that first she's going to have the maintenance guy come out, and then the other guy from the roofing company will call later this week. If not, I can check with him. But she said, don't get him mad and call too soon. And so she's like, and if the leak gets worse, it's not that bad. You have a two-inch leak, which is circular, and another one. And if the leaks get real bad, then, of course, you call sooner. So she's like, oh, yeah, we'll take care of it, and we'll see what it is and what needs to be done. And she says, I can't tell you if it's going to be fixed an hour later. So I don't know. I'm just, like, so upset from this whole thing. I really, really want to move. I have to have this fixed. I didn't tell her that I'm going to move now, but that's my decision. And for the third time, I'm definitely going to have to find something, if it even means looking farther out. So I don't know. Like, you know, what do you think I should do? Just, I mean, I don't want to get them mad. So just wait for the call from the roofer by Thursday. And if I don't hear by Thursday, call Friday. And if it leaks more, then just let her know.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question. And here's what I'm going to say. Other people's emotions are not your problem if what you're asking is not unreasonable.
Right.
So let me say this. If it's this person's job to do this and you calling them and asking them incites any kind of anger or upset from them, then maybe that person should have a different job, or maybe
but it's not going to help. They've been the manager for years, and they're just going to continue on. So do you think then, like, I'll just, like, call the roofing company by Friday if they don't hear back, and I'll call?
Okay, listen. First and foremost, I get what you're saying about that. But you're saying you're afraid you're going to make this person mad or upset. Don't. If they get angry by your request and they're the maintenance person, that's not your problem. That's their problem. Don't worry about making them angry. Probably everything makes them angry. And you can't tiptoe around things in life. You just have to put in a gentle request. And whatever their response to that is their problem, not ours. Not yours, not mine. The fact that you're living someplace where you are unhappy and afraid or tiptoeing around this situation and don't want to make people angry and don't want to make people upset if you move, that needs to end now. that needs to end now. That what you do with yourself and your autonomy, however other people feel about that, that's not your problem. That's just not your problem. And if you're worried about how other people feel about your choices, you're never going to be able to live your life freely and in the direction that not only you want to, but you are supposed to. I would recommend, based on what they are saying to you about the roof and the roof alone, that might be grounds for moving. It's definitely a seller's market. You can get, if you own the condo, you can get a great, you know, probably a pretty good profit right now because there just are no houses or condos available. If you don't, just find someplace else to live. Just find someplace that will make you happy. Life is too short to spend around people that might get angry based on your human right choices to have something fixed or to move. It's just too short for that kind of shenanigans and that kind of malarkey. It's time to, you know, find a place where you can feel comfortable and make the choices and do the things that you just want to do. Okay, that is all I can say about that. I hope that is helpful. And again, I'm not the boss of anybody, okay? I am not the boss of anybody. Whatever you decide to do is going to be what's best for you. 954, you're going to be the next caller, but I'm going to go to Diana's question. Diana from Houston, Texas, see me and my sister Maria reconciling in the near future. You and your sister think the way I'm going to say this is you need to have a conversation. I think this goes deeper than the last thing that happened, and I feel like the conversation can't just be about the last thing that happened. It needs to be about the way you two communicate or treat each other. Like, one of you may not be as gentle in their personality as the other person is what I'm getting here. And I think that needs to be gently thing where you go at somebody and you say, you're always, you know, so mean. Nobody likes to be called mean. Seriously. And so you may have to just have this just conversation about the way things are delivered. I don't know. That's what I'm feeling there, Diana. I do hope that you do. Let's do a clearing for healthy, loving relationships. I get a no. Let's clear that now. Clear it into the void. There we go. I'm going to go to 954. 954, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, this is Lucy. My question is, do you have any insights for my artistic career?
Okay, Lucy, thank you for the question. And the one thing that I'm hearing is keep going. You already know the direction to take this in, and you should follow your instincts or those little, like when you think I should do this, do it, follow that all the time. Whatever instinct that you're doing, keep following it. It's going to take you in the right direction and lead you to the right places and or people. But whatever you're doing with your art career, keep doing it. It's going to be
financially
good.
Successful.
Yeah, they're using the word successful. They're saying good, successful. It might go a little bit slower than you want it to. Does it everything? It might be a little bit cyclical, where one moment you feel like, oh, finally it's all taking off, and then it kind of slows down a bit. Don't let that swayed you in any way. Just know that that's just part of it, the up and down of it. And allow yourself to go with the flow of it and keep working in the way that you're working, and it will be very good for you, okay?
Oh, thank you so very much. So is, I've been doing it for a long time, so continue.
Well, they are saying keep it going. So as long as it's still a passion for you and that
it
you
is.
Are still
I love
fed
it.
To it, then don't even
okay.
think twice about continue on with it, because that is going to be, you know, as long as we love something and we have passion for
it. I love it. I love it. I know I'm on the right path. I just want to know financially.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to say this also, a lot of people right now in any industry, the financial end of it might be a little bit tighter than they want it to be. So just, you know, have something else that is also helping financially, but stick with your passion, okay?
Okay, hon. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling in. And I am going to go to the next question online. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Maris. Have a good week, you also. And then, okay, Elizabeth confirmed. She said he was in... He's in the Marines now. So Semper Fi, that song Semper Fi makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go just to Zaylee because I feel like I can't remember, but I feel like Zaylee always gets to me at the end of the show, and then I never have time to answer her question. But Zaylee, let's see what we can do for you right now. Should I apply for a new job? If so, should I look for hospital or long-term care nursing home jobs? Okay. I always say, always keep your eyes open for the next opportunity. And if you're asking, you might not be completely happy with where you are and what you're doing. For long-term health care, I hear long-term health care would be really powerful for you, Zaylee, that there would be an opportunity. And I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but the first thing I hear is administrative, so that maybe eventually you could go from into administrative, or there will be something administrative, if that's what you're, I just hear administrative, Zaylee. So I hope that's helpful for you. And yes, definitely look around at long-term health care, and there is going to be something that will be available. Even if it's not available right now, don't quit your job you have now, but keep looking until this pops up. And, okay, if you're not looking for administrative, keep your eye open if that's something you're open to. But also, eventually, if you take this long-term health care thing, eventually it could lead to something administrative if that's what you want, if that's what you're thinking, okay? I'm going to take one more. You know, I feel like I did. I feel like I did 860. Let's find out. 860,
hello?
What's your name and where are you? Hi there.
Hi, Tony. No, I called and then I had to hang up, so I called back.
Excellent. Well, how can I help you, love?
So I'm going to a fire ceremony. I just was wondering, do you feel me meeting like-minded people, my soul tribe there? How's that going to go?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to meet some really cool people there. I feel like it will be I'm hearing the word enchanting. It will be an enchanting evening. I feel meet people that are very open to communication and trying to friendship while they're there. Now, you know, sometimes when we go to these things, we have the greatest conversations and we meet like-minded people, and then we all walk away and go back to our normal lives. So
yeah.
I don't know why I'm that message. Just don't have a lot of expectation. I do feel like it will be a very enchanting or very good and special event. I do feel like you will enjoy it a great deal, and there will be people there that you really enjoy talking with and having communication with. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. I'm excited. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. And I do feel like that, okay, is this, I want to ask, your voice sounds just like hers. What's your name, love?
What was that?
What's your name, love?
Amla.
Oh, Amla. That's what I thought. I was like, God, that sounds just like Amla. Amla, I want to say to you that at either this event or the next event you go to,
yes,
there's the potential. I don't even, you know, they're making me say this, but I'm like, I don't want to get her hooked up and say it. There's the potential to meet a couple of men, but
okay,
mostly for friendship, but one of them might have the potential to go a little bit further, but they're saying, like, have no, absolutely no expectation in order for this to proceed. Like, don't have that future thought. Just take it day
yes.
by day by day with no future
yes.
thoughts or plans. And that is going to be the best, like the best way for you to handle it, or the best way for it to develop for you. And the other thing that I'm getting for you, Amla, is some of the people you're going to meet there, you're going to think there was such a good, strong connection, but then...
Yeah.
But then, like, it falls off. The connection was real. It's just that when people leave and they go back to their, like, normal life, then
yes.
that, yeah. So, but there's a couple of events that you should be doing over the summer and into the fall, and you're going to meet some pretty decent people and like-minded people, and one of them has the potential to be a little bit more. You just have to the man be the man. Is what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Does that
yep.
make sense, love?
I'm
excellent,
excited.
Excellent.
I'm really excited. This fire ceremony, I'm really going for me. Today's the new moon. I'm doing all these intentions and writing them down. And I'm just so excited. It's me time. You know, it's me to be rebirthed again, reborn again. So, like, I'm just excited for the ceremony itself. We're having cacao and drumming, and it's good stuff. I'm excited for it. But yes, live in the moment. Don't have any expectations. One moment at a time. There you go. Got it.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like it is going to be very powerful for you. You're really going to enjoy it. Okay, love?
Yes. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. And I hope you have an amazing time at the ceremony. Okay, you guys, yes, today is the new moon, and some people do, with every new moon, they put their intentions of what they want to grow through from now until the full moon, and if you want to do that, please, by all means, do that. That's just another way to manifest or pray or bring in your, to really focus in and focus on and bring in what you want. Now, if you're a person that pays attention to the planets and where they are and what they're doing right now, Venus is about to go retrograde. And the planets, like half of the, it's my understanding, I really don't know a lot about astrology, but half of the solar system is retrograde, which, whatever. All I know is that it can be a very difficult time for friends, friendships, relationships of all sorts. So please be gentle with your words. Be mindful of what you say to people. But this is also a time, from what I understand about astrology, which is very little, I will admit, this is also a time when if something's supposed to end, it just might end. It's taking out what no longer works for you, what no longer serves you, so that what will serve you, what is what you want, what will work in your life moving forward can come in. Okay? That's helpful for everybody. I really do. I want to say thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm so grateful. I will be back Wednesday at noon and then Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central. I'm doing a show with Marla. We'll be taking callers then also. So all the people who don't get to really join during the day because they're working, I'm going to do a Thursday evening show. Marla and I will be answering your questions and trying to help you in whatever way that we can. I am thinking about right now transitioning. I'm going to keep my Monday at noon show, but transition my Wednesday at noon show to Wednesday at 8 p.m. so that I can get both groups of people and keep two shows and have that be. And then every once in a while, pop in with a guest on a different night. Let me know what you guys think about that, how you feel about it, if you think that will work for you, if you'll also be able to join those shows. Again, thank you all so much for joining me here today. I am so grateful for every moment you spend with me because really the only true currency plane, time, and energy, and frequency. So the frequency you bring to the table is also the energy and then the time that you spend on it because we can't get back time. Once you spend time with something, someone, or on something, we don't get to get that back. So make sure you're spending your time on things you really care about, you really want to be with, and your frequency or your energy may be the determiner of how that time goes, how you feel during those experiences. So always make sure your energy is high and that your frequency is strong and high. Thank you again. I will see you Wednesday at noon Central.